Mark chapter 5 and verse 43. Two miracles and the 12th discourse and its closure. We come to the end of these two miracles. So Mark chapter 5 and verse 43. Jesus' final comments. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. He wanted silence. He didn't want this spread around. Now, why? Well, God is sovereign. Christ is sovereign here. But he's stopping the crowd, surely. Look how the crowds have hindered him in the past, pressing upon him, stopping him reaching people and so on. And there is his concern for the girl, too. What do you have to say about her? Well, give her something to eat. Look after her. The compassion of Christ down to the individual case. All this is a wonderful illustration of the gospel. What did he have to say to the wailers, those who had laughed him to scorn? Well, he had silence for them. Imagine if you've been in that position, my friend, if people have been laughing you to scorn and it turned out that what you did accomplished what you said you would do and so on, you wouldn't be silent. It's amazing that Christ kept his silence here. He had nothing for them. That surely is a condemnation of them. He had nothing for them. They had mocked him. But he had care and concern for this family and this little girl. Well, let's go back over all this. Is it not astonishing? Indeed, verse 42, immediately and so on, and they were the girl rose, and they were completely astonished. They were ecstatic. It is very emphatic. They were over the moon, as the saying is today. The people have mocked and ridiculed him. But he's in control and he's got the power. And the people see accomplished the impossibilities. The woman with the issue of blood. And now Jairus with his daughter. Now, before we leave this double episode, I feel constrained. I feel I've got to. I feel I ought to. I want to ask you a question. Who is this man? Who is this man? You have to respond to that. You just can't shove it under the carpet. Who is the man who can take incurables and in a moment make them well? Who is it can raise the dead? Not by some kind of therapy or process, but by a word, by an action, by his power. Who is this man? Mark chapter 2, verse 7, we saw some time ago now, who can forgive sins? That's what the Pharisees asked, the Jews asked. Well, they're quite right. Who can forgive sins but God only? So who is this man, my friend? He can raise the dead. He can cure the incurable. He can save sinners. He can save me. He can save you, my friend. He can take people in desperate need and give them hope. He shows his willingness. He shows his power. He calls for faith. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Not just simply assent to it, but do you trust me? Do you rely upon me? Whatever the difficulties, whatever the delays, we've seen that. Look at the reassurance Jesus offers. Look at the tremendous power that he has in overcoming the mockery and the ridicule. And he does this tremendous healing. The glorious end of all this, this woman cured of her disease and this child raised from the dead. What a picture of Christ. If I be lifted up, will draw all men to me. I've tried to lift him up. Mark's lifted him up in the scripture. I've tried to lift him up before you. Has he drawn you to Christ? Has he drawn me to Christ? What do you think of him? And that's how I'm going to close. John Newton's hymn again. I can't improve on it. I think you must answer this. No, I know you must answer this. Will you please answer it? What think ye of Christ? What do you think of Christ? What do you think? What think ye of Christ is the test, to try both your state and your scheme. You cannot be right in the rest unless you think rightly of him. As Jesus appears in your view, as he is beloved or not, so God is disposed to you, and mercy or wrath is your lot. Some take him a creature to be, a man or an angel at most. Sure, these have not feelings like me, nor know themselves wretched and lost. So guilty, so helpless am I. I dare not confide in his blood, nor on his protection rely, unless I were sure he is God. If asked what of Jesus I think, well, ask me. Though still my best thoughts are but poor, I confess it. I say, he's my meat, and my drink, my life, and my strength, and my store, my shepherd, my husband, my friend, my saviour, from sin and from thrall, from danger and harm and hurt and hell itself, my hope from beginning to end, my portion, my Lord, and my all. So what do you think of Christ? Who is this man that can raise the dead, make the blind see, make the deaf hear, make the dumb speak, heal the incurable? Who is this man who goes to the cross, bears his people's sins, is buried and rises again and ascends into glory? Who is this man who will one day come back and raise us all from the dead if we're in the grave, or raise us to himself to judge us? Who is this man? What do you think of Christ? I urge you not to procrastinate and put this question off, but what do you think of Jesus?